The World Health Organization was this week full of praise for China's approach. That does not, however, mean it is a model for the rest of the world. All quarantines carry a cost, not just in lost output, but also in the suffering of those locked away, some of whom forego medical treatments for other conditions. It is still too soon to tell whether this price was worth the gains. As China seeks to revive its economy by relaxing the quarantine, it could well be hit by a second wave of infections. Given that uncertainty, few democracies would be willing to trample over individuals to the extent China has. And as the chaotic epidemic in Iran shows, not all authoritarian governments are capable of it. Yet, even if many countries could not or should not exactly copy China, its experience holds three important lessons: to talk to the public, to slow the transmission of the disease, and to prepare health systems for a spike in demand. A good example of communication is America's Centers for Disease Control, which issued a clear, unambiguous warning on February 25th. A bad one is Iran's deputy health minister, who succumbed to the virus during a press conference designed to show that the government is on top of the epidemic. Even well-meaning attempts to sugarcoat the truth are self-defeating because they spread mistrust, rumours, and ultimately fear. The signal that the disease must be stopped at any cost, or that it is too terrifying to talk about, frustrates efforts to prepare for the virus's inevitable arrival. As governments dither, conspiracy theories coming out of Russia are already sowing doubt, perhaps to hinder and discredit the response of democracies. The best time to inform people about the disease is before the epidemic. One message is that fatality is correlated with age. If you are over 80 or if you have an underlying condition, you are at high risk. If you are under 50, you are not. Now is the moment to persuade the future 80% of mild cases to stay at home and not rush to hospital. People need to learn to wash their hands often and to avoid touching their face. Businesses need continuity plans to let staff work from home and to ensure a stand-in can replace a vital employee who is ill or caring for a child or parent. The model is Singapore, which learned from SARS, another coronavirus, that clear, early communication limits panic.